gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm afraid that I brought this cold weather home from New Hampshire with me, and I deeply apologize. I was very privileged to spend the last 2.5 days in New Hampshire at the Barbara C. Harris Camp and Conference Center with the Diocese of Massachusetts Commission on Ministry. This is the group of folks that the Diocese of Massachusetts has asked to participate in helping people discern whether they are hearing a call to ordained ministry in some capacity, either as a permanent deacon, like Deacon Elizabeth serving in our congregations, or as an ordination to the priesthood. As you can imagine, this is an awesome responsibility and an incredible privilege to participate in this time. I think the youngest person who is discerning is 24, and the oldest was in her late 60s. So it was an extraordinary experience of hearing the way that God is speaking into the lives of these 19 people who are trying to listen to see if they're called to ministry. One of the very common themes that we heard in the stories of the people who came before the commission was a sense of God speaking into their lives in some way, and then them trying to ignore that call or disobey that call for a certain amount of time. So particularly for the people later in their life, some of them may have heard a call to ordained ministry in their teens or 20s, and for a variety of reasons said, "Not now, Lord, not that, Lord, try somebody else, Lord." And 25, 30, 35 years later, here they are before the Commission on Ministry. This cycle of trying to listen to God, and for a variety of reasons, turning away, is one that we see constantly in our human lives and experiences. In the reading from Judges this morning, the whole book of Judges has that pattern. The Hebrew people turn away from God. They sin in a variety of different ways. They have the experience of deep conflict or war or banishment in some way. They repent. They try to return to the Lord, calling out for the Lord's help. God responds, and they have a time of peace. And then the Hebrew people stop listening to God, and they disobey, and they begin sinning again, and they experience great conflict and war, and they fall on their knees and say, "Help, Lord, we've done it again, please save us." And God responds, and they experience a time of peace. Repeat 12 times, and you have the book of Judges. Which, of course, repeat 10 million times, and you have humanity. Because the cycle that we see in Judges is the cycle that we see in our own lives, where we find ourselves getting out of sorts, not listening to what God is saying to us. God might be calling you to reconcile a relationship, to change your vocation, to continue using your gifts and talents in your retirement in some way. And we as human beings pretend that we're deaf to what God's saying. We experience conflict and war in our hearts. Eventually that gets too painful to bear, and we fall down and we say, "Help, Lord," and we are granted peace again. For me, on Sundays, that cycle repeats by the minute. So our ability as human beings to disobey, now the root of this word disobey, many of you know, is to not listen. Obedience isn't just making yourself subject to somebody of great authority, although that's part of what the ordinance to the diaconate or the priesthood will do. They will take a vow to obey their bishop. But that process is one of taking a vow to listen deeply to how God is speaking into their lives. Understanding that sometimes we need someone like a bishop, like a judge, like Deborah, the first woman prophet that we read about in Holy Scripture, who can help us make discernments about what we're hearing. Judging and obedience have come to have such negative connotations in our particular culture that I think many of us miss the opportunity to place ourselves in the presence of a judge, of a fellow discerner, to help us hear, to help us listen to what God might be saying. It was so incredibly humbling to see these 19 men and women placing themselves in front of the Commission on Ministry, who did have the power to make decisions about their lives. One of the things that I love so much about this passage from Judges, not only is all the extraordinary Hebrew names that Claire read so beautifully, no, Roy read so beautifully, but that one little phrase, Deborah who sat under a palm tree. Margaret knows. I love that phrase. Because anybody, whether as a parent or grandparent, a friend, a spouse, the boss in an organization, a fellow discerner, anybody who is trying to listen for God's voice has to, at some point, sit under the palm tree. Part of what this reading is speaking into my life this week is a very deep invitation to simply sit. We can't hear if it's God speaking into our lives if our brains are so full with the busyness of daily life, or with the things that we may have told ourselves for decades about a particular vocation or a particular relationship. And sometimes when we allow ourselves to simply sit under the tree, we make ourselves available to other people who may need to come and sit with us and listen in their lives for how God is speaking a word of discernment or judgment, a call back to obedience. So this week, as you pray with Deborah and with this passage, I hope that you'll pay attention to those places in your heart where this cycle of not listening and experience worry and conflict and turning back to God and finding some semblance of peace in God's response, how you might approach that differently the next time it comes around. Do you have people in your life that you can sit with, that you can call up a friend or a spouse or a spiritual director, someone who will sit under the palm tree with you and listen? Listen to what God is saying about how you can take the next step closer to God. When we talk about bringing peace more deeply into the world, it's only when we are willing to risk putting ourselves in front of God, sometimes to risk putting ourselves in front of other people, that we can be sure that we're hearing God's call into our lives. And I love this discernment committee work because it reminds me that it doesn't matter how many decades a relationship has been broken. It doesn't matter how many times God has tried to get our attention about a new way of being in the world. God never gives up on the Hebrew people. God never gives up on us. It is never too late to sit back under that palm tree, to listen, and then to make decisions that will bring us into a life of love and joy and peace. A life that we only find when we come before God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.